ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। चैप्टर 13 वर्स 22 उपदष्टा ममता च भर्ता भोक्ता महेश्वरे परमात्मेति चापि उक्तो देहे अस्मिन् पुरुषः परे। द स्पिरिट ड्वेलिंग इन दिस बॉडी is really the same as the Supreme. He has been spoken of as the witness, the true guide, the sustainer of all, the experiencer as the embodied soul, the overlord and the absolute as well. The translation is not nice, because one important thing has been left in the translation, and that's very important. Swami Ramsudas commentary, the translation runs like this: the soul in bracket Purush, having been vested within the body, is called a witness because he gives consent. He is called a permitter as he assumes that he sustains the body. He is called a sustainer as he experiences pleasure and pain. He is called experiencer. Being the master of the body, he is great Lord, Maheshwar. Really speaking, this Purush by his own nature is the Supreme Soul. In spite of his residence in the body, he is untainted and unattached. This is left there in the translation. He is untainted and unattached. This is not given in that translation. And that's very important. Why I have taken up this verse today? I want to convey that thing to you. That is the main purpose of my taking up. You have not to go anywhere for finding God. God is already there. God is everywhere. God is everywhere, but the experience happens in human body. And how God Himself takes over different functions in human body, that is given here. Or rather, better to say, how the individual self turns into itself into different functions. The individual self, or rather I say, self and God are the same. There is no difference. Self and God are the same. Atma, self, Atma, God, Paramatma. Jo Atma, so Paramatma. Whatever is the self is the absolute, is God. Because of the identification of that spirit with the body, the same truth takes over different roles. Because of the identification with the body, because of having relation with the body, it starts functioning as a witness. Witness of all that is happening around. Witness of all that is happening inside in the form of thoughts and emotions. Externally also witness. You see the things around yourself. The whole world you see externally. Inside you say, I have so many thoughts today. I am feeling not happy. There is an element of hate in me today towards so and so. some emotion is developing. Who is seeing this? All this. The same truth. Consciousness. Self, consciousness, God, the same. Because of I-ness, that is, because of the illusion of separateness from the totality or infinity, that Atma becomes Jivatma, or the individual self. Atma is one. It is only one. Everywhere. But because of ego, because of the sense of separateness or the illusion of separateness, it is known as Jivatma, of the Jiv, of the individual. And as individual, it sees things externally as well as inside. So Upadashta, and then from inside you are having this advice, counsel all the time. Now I should do it. No, not at this time, later on. Who is doing it? Your consciousness. From where all these things are coming? The same consciousness of this very chapter, the very first verse. One the field, another the knower of the field. Chetra Chetragya. And we call that Chetragya because of relationship with the Chetra. And then in the second verse of the same chapter, the Lord says, I am the Chetragya in all the Chetras, in all the fields I am. So then, Anumanta, it gives you counsel, advice, or guidance in everything. And whenever there is confusion inside, you will find there is a still a small vice of the discretion of the divinity. But then, that vice is many times suppressed by the vice of impressions of many desires, your preferences, your ego. Then mistake happens. If there is no noise of many desires inside, if there is no conflict, then you will be able to know the real guidance. Confusion happens on account of that. And therefore, the more the peace is there in the mind, the better is the advice you have or the guidance. You take correct decisions. So, Anumanta. And then the spirit or this individual self says, I sustain this body, this is my body. Bharata, sustainer. And because of the relationship with it, one experiences bhokta, good as well as bad, pain as well as pleasure. And Maheshwar, honor of this body. Overlord, they have given translation here as the owner or the lord of the body. Paramatmeti chapi ukto. And it is the same which is known as Paramatma. This is divine himself functioning in your body. Purusha. What is Purusha? the spirit having relation with the body, Pur. Pur is the city, city. Pur means city. Which is the city? This body is the city. Having relationship with this city, it becomes Purush, dweller. It is everywhere. But because of ego, one thinks it is in my body. Everywhere else also the same. Pur, if we translate, then it is a town or is a city. And Purush means one who dwells there. Purush. Asmin dehe, in this body. The word is dehe asmin, in this very body. Pare, some have said absolute. They have translated absolute. But I prefer unattached. Attachment is happening because of your individual ego. You think this is my body. The consciousness gets attached with it. And therefore, if a question is asked, that can somehow it can be described as to what is the real essence of all spirituality. Yes, detachment. Detachment is the essence of all spirituality. Get detached with everything, you are free. You are realized. Because the spirit is already detached. Nothing new is to be done. It is to be realized. So in this way, God is there already. One has to turn one's face towards God or towards this experience. If God is there all the time with us, in us, why we are not having that experience of peace and happiness all the time? Why there is so much perturbation, agitation, remorse? Why? Because you are looking towards pleasures. Pleasure of sex, pleasure of company, pleasure of food, pleasure of this, that, so many. Music, touch. Pleasures relating to five senses are there in which you are involved. Therefore, you are forgetting your true nature, which is peace and happiness. So what to do? Nothing except to withdraw from those pleasures. Have discipline. Withdraw from those pleasures.